You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
Yeah, hello and welcome to Breadline once again.
Hello.
Hi, and this is Jessica speaking.
And this is Daryl.
Yes, and I'm a bit excited. One, I was sick last week, so I wasn't here, so that was a bit of a pity. And I'm excited because there's a hot new media release out from the union, which has been developed from some Freedom of Information investigations into the Department of Employment and what they're up to with the job service providers.
Payslip dilemma that's come up again.
That's right. And so that we'll be talking about that later. And we also, on this show, will be having an interview with Paz, who's based in Adelaide from the Anti-Poverty Network. And the other thing I'm a bit excited about is that we're going to be having a face-to-face get-together with people from the union on Friday.
Mm.
Of course, the public holiday took us completely unawares. But we're still going to get together at 5 o'clock in Trades Hall to have a bit of a chat about everything and hopefully, you know, towards developing a bit of a branch here in Melbourne. And then, of course, onwards to local suburb branches, I would say.
Yeah. Well, I think it should be a good turnout because being a public holiday, well, you know, the show is aimed towards the unemployed, so we're not going to get a lot of people that can afford to go away for the long weekend. Not if they're unemployed, are they?
That's right. And the other thing is that we're going to the name of the room at Trades Hall, and that room's been booked, is the Nale Jerang Room. So that's at 5 o'clock this Friday.
And welcome.
Yeah, certainly. Yep. And contact us at the show. Now, we've got a Gmail address now. So apart from contacting the union, auwu.org.au, you can also contact this show on breadline3cr@gmail.com. So, yeah, and of course, we're always looking for new people to be interviewed.
And also let us know how we're going too, what you think of the show.
That's right. We've had some positive comments about the calls that we get, the phone ringing, etc.
And some negative ones. But, you know, we're going to carry on regardless.
That's right. And also, as I neglected to mention at the top of the show, this show is being broadcast from the Wurundjeri lands of the Kulin Nation, and their sovereignty was never ceded. And we pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging. So, yes, on with the show, I would say, Daryl.
Yeah. Speaking of lands, I'd just like to mention something funny here. Did you know on the Canary Islands there is not one canary?
Oh, they probably killed them all.
Yeah. No. And on the Virgin Isles, same thing. Not one canary there either.
Right, there you go. Mm. Okay, so now I think we're set. So, hi, Paz, can you hear us?
I can.
Very good.
Hi, Paz.
Yeah, hi, that's Daryl in the studio.
Howdy, Daryl.
And this is Jessica. And so, yeah, first of all, as I said at the beginning of the show, you're part of the Anti-Poverty Network. So can you tell us a bit about the network, Paz?
The Anti-Poverty Network South Australia is a grassroots group, a volunteer-run with a membership mostly of people with lived experience of the poverty crisis and the housing crisis. So we've been around for about 11 years. We formed a couple of months after Tony Abbott became Prime Minister back in 2013, which sounds like 100 years ago now. And we've been campaigning on all of the issues that have contributed to this country's poverty crisis and housing crisis, particularly the very low rate of Centrelink payments, the lack of public housing like across the country and skyrocketing rent rises and the government's refusal to do anything to stop skyrocketing rent rises, as well as other issues that make life, you know, particularly stressful for people on Centrelink payments.
Yeah, good work. Yes, I remember we still worked together for the Raise the Rate campaign. And, it's a thing at the moment, actually. The media is, the sort of main media is looking for talk to people who are affected by the rental crisis. So, yes, it's a sort of ongoing problem, actually, to get our stories out. The media usually want us suddenly, and then they suddenly don't want us.
That's right. And, of course, many of us have been fighting for a raise, for settling payment, for a very, very long time. Like Australia, like is kind of unusual, like among wealthy nations, in terms of how nasty we are to unemployed people, and in terms of how stingy we are in terms of our unemployment benefits. I mean, other wealthy countries are not particularly generous, but for various reasons, this country seems to make an art form out of making unemployed people have to survive on levels of income where we know for a fact that substantial numbers of people are either skipping meals, or they're skipping fresh fruits and vegetables, or they're skipping medications, or they're surviving by, you know, continuously falling into debt. The irony is that, you know, the only time in recent memory where we did have a livable unemployment payment was in the first few months of COVID, where the Prime Minister Scott Morrison, to everyone's surprise, temporarily doubled the rate of job seeker when he introduced the COVID supplement. And that actually lifted job seeker and youth allowance above the poverty line, certainly for the first time in my lifetime. But of course, you know, most of that money was taken back. And despite having a federal government led by a man who continuously reminds us, grew up in tough times, we've seen virtually no action to lift job seekers or other people on Centrelink payments out of poverty.
Yeah, I mean, it's just too frustrating. I remember my neighbour, when I told her that the dole was doubling, she just couldn't believe it. She just thought I was making it up. And, you know, that was shocking, because it was a good thing. Suddenly the goalpost changed, and then, of course, they pulled them right back. And so with the Anti-Poverty Network, have you got you're mainly in Adelaide?
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
Back. And so with the Anti-Poverty Network, have you got you're mainly in Adelaide, but you've got links in other states?
That's right. We have a sister group in Queensland, and like us, they're a grassroots group. They're volunteer run. Their members are mostly people on low incomes, job seekers and students and pensioners and low-income workers. I should say, of course, unlike anyone is welcome to participate in the Anti-Poverty Network and become a member. You know, just have to support our aims and goals. But we really believe that the experts, the people who best understand what the housing crisis and the poverty crisis are the people directly affected. And for decades, under both sides of politics, Labor and Liberal governments, those people have been ignored over and over again, particularly when it comes to welfare policy. You know, people directly affected, their opinions, their experiences, their reflections never seem to matter. And so we make sure that they're at the centre of our group. But yes, so we do have a Queensland group, and I should say that we work with other grassroots groups across the country, including the Unemployed Workers Union. We've had a long history of friendly relations. The Anti-Poverty Centre, who many of your listeners would be familiar with, they do a vital work challenging a lot of the dominant narratives around poverty and welfare.
They do a good job.
The other thing I was going to run past you was just this sort of thing which I have experienced many times, which is the process of fighting against sort of injustice, is actually building the networks that we really need to survive the injustice. And I feel as if your group's doing exactly that.
Yeah, this is one of the great challenges we've always faced. And I think many Many grassroots groups have this predicament. I'm sure the Unemployed Workers Union would say something similar, for example, that on the one hand, we're trying to change the system. We're fighting for a higher rate of welfare payments. We're fighting for an end to cruel and punitive and wasteful mutual obligation requirements. We're trying to get more public housing built. But then on the other hand, people are in crisis right now, and the systems that are meant to be there to support them are either not supporting them, or those systems are just overwhelmed. And so we've increasingly found ourselves in a situation where, like, alongside our campaigning work, we're doing a lot of community support. So, for example, we provide people with advice about their rights as someone on income support or their rights as a renter. We run info rights sessions around Centrelink and renting. We do free community lunches. We have a branch in the northern suburbs of Adelaide, which is one of the most disadvantaged regions of the country, and they donate and sometimes deliver free food to people doing it tough, as well as free clothing, free sanitary items and furniture. Mm. And, we have to do that because, of course, the formal, like, organisations that are there to support people, the charity and community sector, are massively overwhelmed by the level of need out there. Or in some cases, of course, people actually feel more comfortable, like, asking us for help than going to a charity, for reasons which I'm sure are fairly easy to predict.
Yeah, and similar to what people are doing up in Mackay and Townsville, the Anarchists Against Poverty, are doing a lot of that similar sort of basic work, I think. Yeah, I know in my area the Salvos hand out a lot of food, but they also ask for people's personal details and so on, and I've had friends who said, nah, not interested, I want the free stuff, and I need the free stuff, but I don't particularly want to give out all my details.
Shouldn't. And the trouble is...
And I hear the same thing.
The trouble is, I think, Paz, I don't know if you'd agree or not, but it's a landlord's paradise at the moment due to the lack of available housing, which bumps the prices up also. Would you agree with that?
I would completely agree with that. Here in South Australia, there's been a small bit of progress around renters and rights. For example, we've banned them no-cause evictions, which means that landlords now have to give a specific reason if they choose not to renew the lease or if they choose to end the lease. It's easier to rent with pets. Nevertheless, you're right, it is still very much a landlord's market. And one of the outrageous things that we do as a country is we as a community, we as taxpayers financially support landlords and investors through the tens of billions of dollars in tax break that we provide, the capital gains and negative gearing and concessions. This is taxpayer money that would be spent on building more public housing or lifting people on welfare payments out of poverty or strengthening Medicare that going towards landlords and investors. And I think we have to ask the obvious question, why is it our responsibility to prop up their investments? I mean, investing is inherently risky. Sometimes you make money, sometimes you don't. But why is it the community's job to look after, investors and landlords and to protect their bottom line? It doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, we just have a half-hour show here on Breadline on beautiful community radio 3CR. So we'll have to go off. We'd like to hear from you again, and all our people we have on the show, it just makes our hearts feel good that people are just all fighting against the system as it is and building those sort of networks that we need to survive. So thanks.
I'm sure many people appreciate what you're doing there, Paz. You're doing a great job there, mate. It's fantastic what you're doing there.
And
it's a pleasure, and I'd be happy to be on the show anytime. I've always got time for the Unemployed Workers Union and for 3CR. So always happy to chat again.
Thanks a lot. Okay, well, it's bye from us, and we'll try and...
All the best.
Okay, bye.
So, thanks very much, Paz. Bye.
Bye from us.
Next week. Bye.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.